right. Good morning. The annual congregational meeting for 2010 is called to order. I would ask our pastor to open with prayer.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather here and discuss the issues facing this church, the challenges that we have, the opportunities that are on the horizon. It is our prayer that what we do here today will bring glory to Jesus Christ, and that the decisions we make will also assist in the progress of this church, in our community, and the sustenance of our client nation. And we lift our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
Mr. Secretary, do we have a quorum? Do we really? Okay. Some of you are saying you're making this up, but in our bylaws, in our wisdom many years ago, we put in that a quorum would be 30% of the attendees, because we're over many counties and several states, and in order to get enough, if we had it at 51%, we would have never had a congregational meeting. Yeah. So at this point, I'm going to have our secretary read the minutes from 2009, because I always feel kind of goofy reading them myself.
Let me just do it here. I'll just do it here. The annual congregational meeting for Grace Doctrine Church was held during the second session on Sunday, 15 February 2009. The chairman of the Board of Deacons, Dr. Weldon Schott, was introduced by Pastor Griffin. Chairman Schott called the meeting to order, and Chairman Schott asked Pastor Griffin to open the prayer meeting in prayer. The chairman asked the secretary if a quorum was present. The secretary responded in the affirmative. The chairman read the minutes from 10 February 2008 and then entertained a motion to approve the minutes as read. The motion was made by Bob Evans and seconded by Mr. Dave Smith. The motion was voted on by the congregation and passed unanimously. The chairman presented the agenda for the meeting, approval of the minutes from the previous year's annual meeting, ratification of Pastor Griffin's nominations for the 2009 Board of Deacons, and the 2008 annual financial report. The chairman proceeded with the ratification of nominations for the 2009 Board of Deacons. The ballots were distributed to the congregations. Congregation, the votes were cast, ballots collected and counted, led by Jim Hunt. The chairman was informed that all nominations had been successfully ratified by the congregation. The chairman then introduced Mr. Danny Hunt for the presentation of the 2008 annual financial report. Mr. Hunt reported on the finances for Grace Doctrine Church and Joe Griffin Media Ministries. He also presented a review of the building fund and noted we no longer had an active building fund. The chairman thanked Mr. Hunt for his report. Chairman Schott then asked if there were any other additional business or questions. He also noted that this was our first Grace Doctrine Church annual congregational meeting held in our own place. Paul Davey notified the congregation that we could use more help in the nursery and asked if anyone was interested, please get in touch with him or Linda Davey. Mark Vesser notified the congregation that we could use more ushers and asked if anyone was interested, please get in touch with him or Dave Smith. The chairman then entertained a motion to adjourn. The motion was made by Mr. Tim Smith, seconded by Tom Mitchell, voted on and passed unanimously. The chairman then gave the floor back to Pastor Griffin for announcements and comments before closing. Pastor Griffin then informed the congregation of an email he had received from Mark Davey asking for help in locating a car upon his return. Pastor Griffin made a motion that we create a Mark Davey Automotive Fund from 15 February 2009 to 15 March 2009. Our goal was to raise $1,500 to $2,000 or more for Mark Davey to purchase a car to drive upon his return. Pastor Griffin further recommended that we utilize Mr. Les Johnson to head up the committee to help locate a car for Mark Davey. The motion was seconded by Mr. Tom Wojciechowski. There was no discussion, and the motion passed by voice vote unanimously. Pastor Griffin then closed the meeting in prayer.
Thanks, Gary. Where is it? I saw Les earlier. He must have cruised by for a muffin or something. I need Les. Can you put the agenda up so everyone can see that?
Hey,
Oh, can y'all see that?
Don't give Weldon the pen.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, that little thing. Looks like a little remote control.
Ha-ha. I'm on fire now. By the way, do you like the temperature better than first session? My big toe was going numb. I was wondering why. And the thermostat was set on 62. And I usually crank it back up when I come in, and I forgot. My apologies. The business at hand is to elect the new slate of deacons for the coming year. Those that have been nominated by the pastor and approved by the board of deacons are as follows: Lou Basso, Dan Hunt, Vic Modier, Weldon Schott, Mark Vesser, and Gary Watson. Those will be on a ballot, and you can circle yes or no. No room for comment, I guess. Have those been passed out already? Okay. When you're through, pass them toward the center, and we'll have our official counter back there. Mr. Hunt, count the ballots. This is usually when I tell a joke, and I'm not going to do one this time because I got to thinking about the experiences we've had in prep school, with a senior prep school and junior prep school, and there's plenty of jokes to be had in real life. I was telling a person the other day that when I was 13, I didn't get a bar mitzvah, but when I was 13 in science class, and I don't know how teachers, including our prep school teachers, keep a straight face in there sometimes. But when the eighth grade, my science teacher was asking us how to name the different classes of mammals. And in our school, we had a very old janitor named Ben McShan. He didn't have a tooth in his head. And like his chin came close to his nose, you know, the stereotype. So when Miss Tuttle asked, can anyone name a toothless mammal, I raised my hand and said, Ben. And the class went crazy, and she stood there with a stern face and said, that is not funny, Weldon. But how did she not laugh? So, you know, someone the other day told me that they were so mad at their parents, they didn't want to go to prep school, and they said, why did you have me? Some of you may have heard that. And the mother said, well, we didn't know it was going to be you. I will not tell you the students who said this to keep them anonymous. But we all try to tell them about salvation and sin so they can understand salvation and they can rebound. So that's hammered in week in, week out. One of the girls in class I was telling this about, Joe used to use the Jeffrey Dahmer thing. Even if Jeffrey Dahmer had believed in Christ, he would be in heaven. And these kids don't know who that is. So I said, imagine the meanest person in your school, in your class, if they've accepted Christ, even they go to heaven. This girl raised her hand. She said, even Democrats? You wonder where these kids hear their things. There was a kid that when I was trying to impress on them how you're not to react when you will see your parents sin sometimes, and probably one of the most likely times is you're in the car and they get upset while they're driving, and maybe someone pulls in front of them or makes them mad and they will react. And sometimes they just can't help it because there's people who pull this stuff. This little kid said, yeah, like all those crazy women drivers. Another kid said, yeah, my dad just gave my mom a whole lot of grief this morning. Said that she looked like she slept in that dress. Why did she bring it to church? You hear these things, you feel like you're Art Linkletter. There was another kid who constantly... I think it was corrected Danny's spelling all the time, and he came to rely on this person for correct spelling. In junior prep school, I think it was Dana or someone asked these kids, they always say, what do you have to do to go to heaven? And one kid said, die. And then when they're trying to come up with these concepts, sometimes they assemble them and they're a little bit too immature. But it dawned on a kid back there. She burst into tears when she realized that they had nailed baby Jesus to the cross. And she had to be comforted about that. We had one other incident where this was a long time ago. This young lady is out of the, she's grown. But I know that a lot of times they'll learn the terminology. So I just said one day, why are we here on this planet? She said, to resolve the Satan-angelic conflict. I said, excellent. What does that mean? She said, that's a very good question. And there was another one who said, I need you to pray for a relative of mine. He's been shot. I said, I'm sorry, did they catch the guy? I said, well, he was shot by the police because he was trying to steal a car. So sometimes they give you a little too much information. But I thought these were, being true stories, were funnier than me coming up with another corny joke. And I have another year to have another corny joke. They're all there. Okay. I had to have a recount. No Chad or anything. All right. Okay. We will now go to the financial update where our esteemed treasurer will let us know about that. That will be followed, as you can read there, by Gary Watson's missionary update. And then Paul Davey, who speaks Koine Geek, will be able to tell us what we're going to anticipate in the future with technology. And then I will open the floor for any questions from the membership. Then we'll adjourn, and the pastor will have some comments, and we'll close in prayer. Okay, so that's a good thing. That's a very good statement. All right. I would entertain a motion from the floor to approve the minutes as read by Gary. Is there such a motion? Okay. Is there a second? Any discussion over the minutes? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those not in favor? Motion carried. Okay, Danny.
Well, then I'll take responsibility for turning that thermostat down. I like those lower electric bills. First, I'd like to do is review the financial statement for Joe Griffin Media Ministry for 2009. Joe Griffin Media Ministry started off the year with a little over $188,000. The donations that we received were $71,500. And we earned interest of $4,413. Some of the plans that Joe Griffin Media Ministry were working on were not going to go into place until 2010. So with the board's permission, in October of 2008, I purchased a one-year CD for $100,000 at 4% that matured in October of 2009. That's the reason that this interest is so large. 3 months of that interest fell in 2008, the quarter interest, and the other three quarters fell in 2009. With interest rates where they're at today, I don't anticipate us making that kind of interest for 2010. The expenses that we incurred were just under $115,000, leaving us a balance at the end of 2009 of $149,728. We currently have $151,367 as of last night. Now let's turn to the financial statement of Grace Doctrine Church. We just completed a full calendar year here at our church. And this has been very helpful to me because it takes the guesswork out of anticipating the expenses that we were going to need to operate our church. I was able now to be able to look at our actual cost that we incurred, things like a full heating and cooling cycle, the insurance premiums on our commercial and liability coverage, the landscaping maintenance for the full summer, what it costs to remove the snow during the winter months, and additional expenses like our storage unit cost, our weekly cleaning services for the church, and the cost to run our kitchen. So I have a pretty good idea on, which I'll talk about in a second, the budget that we're going to face for 2010. So Grace Doctrine Church started off the year with $75,131, and the donations that we received for last year were over $243,000, earning interest of $1,124, and the expenses were just under $270,000. The reason that we had our expenses a little high last year is because we had several one-time purchases, such as our veterans garden, our landscaping project, our sprinkler system we installed, and the removal of some trees and some shrubs in the back. And because of all this work was completed last year, we don't anticipate any kind of expenses like that in 2010, so I don't anticipate our expenses being that high. That left us a balance of $59,642 ending the year of 2009, and our current balance as of last night was $52,951. I presented our budget for 2010 to the board at our last deacons meeting, and I believe that we will need for this year to run our facilities around $175,000, which is pretty close to about $14,500 a month. Our goal now is to build up a reserve fund. Casey suggested at one of our board meetings, which the board thought was a great idea, is to have an amount of money on hand equal to 6 months of our operating expenses and maintain that amount of money for the future so that we always have this emergency fund to fall back on. Real quick, half of that would be around $85,000. If it costs us around $175,000 to run our church, we need half of that, $85,000. We currently have just under $53,000, so we're a little short of $32,000. But based on some numbers that I'm projecting with donations coming in and the lack of these one-time expense projects that we had, I don't think it will be long before that goal is achieved. Therefore, that will give us some safety going into the future, knowing that we've got at least 6 months of money to fall back on to pay all of our expenses to operate our facilities. Are there any questions that you may have? Yeah, Tim? We have some very new and exciting plans for media ministry that we held off. As I mentioned, that's why I didn't have a need to spend that money for, at least in 2009. That's why I was allowed to buy that CD. I watched these rates, and when they got to a level that I was looking around at certain banks and financial institutions watching specials, that's when I pulled the trigger on that. But the plans that we have are real exciting and real new. Paul is going to discuss those coming up in a few minutes. And I think that you will see what we're going to do and what we're going to spend. I don't know if Paul or Joe may mention some of the books that we are about ready to go to print and what that's going to cost us.
I guess the question is really is where do you see the need for donations, either in media ministries or in the Grace Baptist Church, given what you anticipate?
Well, that's a great question, Tim, and the reason is I've had especially a lot of people out in the Dorito land write letters to me and make phone calls to me asking that, and I think one of the things that motivated that is they can see the level of funds in each one of these organizations. Grace Doctrine Church has around 53, and Media Ministry has around 151,000. And of course, my answer to that is that they have to be motivated by the Lord who they support. But a deeper answer is that it cost us a lot of money to run the facility here with everything that we have as expenses, where Media Ministry is more special projects, books that we print, and things that Paul is going to talk to us about. So I guess for a personal preference is the church because of the expenses that we have here. And this is just an ongoing expense, $14,500 to $15,000 a month that we have to pay, trying to keep expenses down. The board, I think, did an excellent job last year, even though we had some one-time expenses. And those expenses weren't new. Those expenses were put off by the board in building our church because they were not a have-to-have, a sprinkler system or landscaping or the veterans garden. We wanted to get into our facility first and make sure we did that without having any debt or any loans. And then once we got in, look at the cash position, and I suggested to the board we were in a good position going into 2010 if we spent that money. And we did, and all of our big projects now, for the most part, are completed. So I was real happy and proud of what the board did in managing all this in 2009, coming into this not knowing really what our expenses were. I mean, everything in our facility is new, so I wasn't expecting or anticipating any expense on repairing air conditions or things like that. Most of everything's covered under warranty. All the appliances we bought, we had. I extended that for up to 2 years. So we were real proud of what we did by coming in here with no debt, watching our expenses, and then paying all of that out on one-time expenses, and now that's completed. So going into this year, 2010, as I said, Casey suggests this, which the board really thought was a great idea, is having this cushion. And we're not there yet. We only have $53,000. And if we can get ourselves into a position where we've got about 6 months' worth of operating expenses shoved aside, and anything that we anticipate spending on top of that, we will save to that level so that when we spend that money, we will come back down to our 6 months of cushion. That's what the goal of the board is. Anything else? Okay, thank you. Weldon?
Thanks, Danny. Who can argue with that? I don't see any of the young children here. It would have been nice to hear how the young children learned something about the finances. On the next item we're going to have is Gary Watson, who's been active in his missionary field and who can tell us riveting tales of what he's been up to and really being serious. He's really turning up some very positive volition that may not have been ignited at this point if it hadn't been for him going out and being available, not only with Rick Hughes, but on his own. And as he becomes seasoned in this endeavor, I'm sure that results will even improve as long as the Lord is with him. And I definitely believe the Lord is with him. So, Gary, without further ado.
Speak into this.
I'm going to break down the missionary report into basically three parts. And there's really three parts to what I've done over the last year or so. The first part has been the opportunity to travel with Rick Hughes and be... You can't look at that yet. And to work and train under Rick. He's taken me under his wing. He's advised me. He's told me when I've talked over people's heads or what I've talked in terms that they couldn't understand. He's never shied away from saying, Gary, you don't have that right. You got to do it this way or try it this way. Take your time. Try it this way. And it started out where I would just unload his trailer, put up the speakers, get everything organized and set up for him to speak. I was able to free him up so that he could go in and meet with the headmaster and I could get everything organized for him, working with the principals and the athletic directors. It evolved into an opportunity to speak. It started out in classrooms. I've now had the opportunity to speak in the library to large groups of children as well as in the gymnasium on one occasion, which has been a lot of fun. Rick has provided that. The Lord has provided through Rick. And as I said, it's been a real enjoyable time. We work real hard. We never fail to sit down the night before and go through what he plans on teaching, how he develops his notes, how he prepares his lessons. And it's been very, very helpful to me. And I'm grateful to Rick for that opportunity and to this local church for providing the opportunity for me to travel with Rick. So that's just been part number one. It was over 12 weeks that I've spent with Rick over the last year or so in schools. Then two weeks ago, I spent 5 days traveling to over 30 schools on my own for Rick, introducing Rick Hughes Student Ministries to the headmasters, presenting the program, presenting the information that Rick presents, and I was well received, and doors have already started to be opened, and schools have started to book for the new school year based on those visits. So we're very, very grateful for that. I would like to say thank you to the Doritos out there. I've met over 50 over the last year. They provided me a place to eat, a place to come over and hang out. I've even slept in their homes. They provided a great opportunity, and I thank them for that. You have a real following out there, people who love this church, love this congregation, love Joe Griffin, and they have a contact with someone from this church. It's been a lot of fun for them and a lot of fun for me. The second part of what we've done is basically how we got started, which is the kids ministry, and that's with children whose parents, one or both, who have been incarcerated or are incarcerated. We started out with about 5 kids, and we always take them somewhere to have some fun, but it starts with a Bible class. We have fun things to learn. We learn how to be an MVP for God instead of an MVP for your baseball team or your basketball team. We've learned rebound, the difference between a man and a male. So we've spent a lot of time with these kids laying basic doctrinal foundations. We never fail to give the gospel no matter what the environment is. Even if we're at Six Flags, it doesn't matter. We hammer it home. It's evolved into a lot of the children or kids from this local church attend or have attended, and it's developed into a special relationship. They become helpers, and they actually work with these kids. They spend their time with them. They help encourage them. And you're talking about children, some of these that have plywood for their front doors. They're from the inner city. They don't have anything. And to get out and to go do something fun. After Bible class, we usually eat, and then we have fun. We've done demolition ball, laser tag. We've went to Six Flags. We've been bowling. An individual from this church donated their ski boat, and we went out and water skied all day. Another family from the church donated their home and had a carnival set up with water slides, and we went over there and just had a fantastic time. These kids look forward to it. They're very respectful. Many of you have come out and helped and have been a big part of what we do. I need them for chaperones. They show up. Food, it shows up. We had one occasion where we were at a location and we had more kids than we thought, and it took more money to pay for the meal, and Dennis is laughing. And Dennis goes, what are we going to do? They're starving and this. And I was trying to get Laura on the phone. She wasn't there. And the manager came up and said, there's a group here from Anheuser-Busch, and they ordered way too many pizzas. They have 11 pizzas that were just delivered. We'd like to donate to your group. and they walked over, and that took care of the food. And then I said, now we get to teach them about grace and God's provision. And that's exactly what we did. We took that opportunity to teach the kids that God provides. And I told him, whenever the Lord's not in this, he'll shut the door. And so far, he's kept it open. And Heidi Parsons has set up a web page. She did it on her own. She talked to me last week and said, what if I put promises on there? I want to put my dad's favorite Bible promises on there. You think Pastor Griffin would give me his favorite promise? Heads up, Joe, she's coming to see you. I said, I know Joe will do that. So they're taking an active role in this, and an active role in these young men and women who are looking for leadership. They're looking for some guidance. They're especially looking for some male figures in their life that they can respond to. And they respond positively. Paul Davey and Jay Humphreys were at our last outing, and I think those kids, they were riveted, Joe. They were focused, and they never deviated, even with all the chaos around us, from focusing in on what we were teaching in Bible class. And then we had a wonderful time afterwards. So that's the second part of what we do and what the church has supported us on. The last part is probably the most important part. This map that you'll see above, it shows in red with all the stick pins. Those are the prisons that currently have Bible studies ongoing that is supported by this local church. The locations in red have three or less people at a location. And at those locations, they follow along with Joe Griffin's Bible studies. You say, how do you find them out? I've had people in this church introduce me to individuals at these prisons, giving me their address. I write them. I drop them a note. I don't chase them down. Here's what we have to offer. If you're interested, write us back. If not, nice talking to you. There's been individuals that have been referred. We've had individuals referred from Baraka, Operation Grace World Missions, the Doctrinal Church in Indianapolis. People have called and said, can you call these individuals? Can you get in touch with their wives? This does not even list the locations where we have family members, because of the outreach of this church, now have family members, spouses, girlfriends, parents, who are following along with this local church and listening on the internet, has Joe's books. We do a lot with Joe Moe's book on Who Loves You, Baby. One of the first things we do is we don't know what doctrine of salvation they've heard, and that makes it as clear as possible. So one of the first mailings we give them is Joe Hunt's book, along with Joe Griffin's book number one. I write them a letter, let them know you're going to join right in the middle of a Bible study. If you stick with these basic books, Joe's studies will make sense to you as you go along. We get them right into the flow immediately of what we're doing here. All letters that are written, I try to post them. Every letter that's written, we personally respond to. There's no form letter. There's nothing. On Saturday mornings, it's a ritual. Every letter is responded to, and they get a written letter back saying, thanks for the letter. It's encouraging that you're sticking with the word. If they have a question, I had a guy write me on tongues. Rather than try to lay it all out, I took the colonel's book on tongues, wrote him a letter, and said, this is where you find your information. Take this, run with it. The church has provided MP3 players so that individuals can listen to the basics and advance their studies in the Word of God. The church has provided Bibles for those new believers. And we always, Joe Griffin will send them out a Schofield Bible, and we get compliments always. Thank you so much. I'm staying with the Word. I'm loving your Bible study. And at the end, I'll read you two letters, I think, that will show this impact to you. We also have, in purple, you will see those dots are where we have five or more individuals with a leader teaching Joe's notes. Okay? So in South Dakota at Yankton, you have five individuals, could be 15. I tell them if you got three or more, you need a leader. And in those locations in Yankton, I know they have five. Someone, they get together once a week and they have an hour and a half Bible class using Joe's notes, and that's what they study, and they follow right along with what Joe's teaching here. We have some location, we have one location where I provided for them a Jude study. They meet three nights a week. So the Joe's notes, they teach, they go through a lot of things quicker than we do. So I've taken basic notes and provided it for them. We print out 15 sets of notes for Marion, And those 15 sets of notes are sent out every 2 weeks of ongoing Bible studies for them to study. We've also done a book study on Jude. We've done some fun things like when to keep your mouth shut. These are just some fun things that we've done with them to keep it mixed up. And we always provide for them the next set of books. We do not send out all four of Joe's books to anyone. We send out book number one. When they're done, they tell us, we forward book number two. If they're not positive, we don't need to be, you know, chasing them around. We rely on them to tell us where they're at. At the Federal Correctional Institute in Marion, they have a young man there that's been leading a Bible study group of folks that have 25 years or more in prison in his group. And he has over 30 people, and a lot of them are Spanish-speaking. And we provided him books from the Colonel in Spanish. And I hear from him about every 2 weeks saying, thank you. Keep the information coming. Keep pouring it on. We need it. So that's a big part of what we're doing in the prisons. You'll also see these memory verse cards. We'll take a list of cards and we'll print down several promises. And we send them out to individuals so they can take them. They have a lot of free time. So they can take this information, they can memorize promises, they can memorize verses, and it gives them something to get in the mail. When we mail Joe's notes out, we've put a couple magazines in with them, something from them to read. Where do the magazines come from? People in the local church right here, people outside the church. If you have a magazine that you're done with, don't throw it away, we'll take it. If you have a paperback book, don't throw it away, bring it. We'll take it. It's a treat for them to get something. And we can provide them something to do in their off time because they can only study the Word so long. They have a lot of downtime. And for those of you that provided the paperback books and the magazines on, continue to do so. Thank you. It's something they really enjoy. And it's something that we can stick in with the notes and give them something to do in their spare time. So thank you for that. This is a flyer that will go out at the Federal prison camp in Yankton, South Dakota. We've been invited there. I'm also going to list my schedule here so you can see the places. These are the doors that have been opened up just so far this year. The Huntsville State Prison in Huntsville, Texas. 6 hours of Bible class. Carroll Academy, that came from a visit that I was at a couple weeks ago for Rick Hughes. The federal prison camps in Atlanta and Yankton, South Dakota. The opportunity to teach 4 hours of Bible class there. The Potosi State Correctional Facility in Potosi, Missouri has opened their doors for us to come every week. And then the two kids' outings coming up in February and in March. Those will be going to Bounce Zone into the pizza den or something like that. That's kind of where we're at. And I'd like to leave you with a couple letters and we'll open it up for questions. This gentleman, and I'm just going to read excerpts, keep their names confidential. Again, you'd be surprised at the folks that are part of our ministry as Doritos now and attending other local doctrinal churches. This came, my wife is the most wonderful blessing to me. She had kept her word, stayed faithful, held our family together by the grace of God, and now welcomes me home with open arms and is positive to Bible doctrine. I tell you, when I first met her 17 years ago, I had no idea what kind of special person she is. Now, 17 years later, 3 kids later, and after gaining 20 pounds or so, I am now seeing her true inner beauty. I can't say enough good things about her. She's studying the Bible, how a Christian marriage should operate under Colonel Thieme's tapes. She's asking biblical questions. Besides my advancing Christian brothers in my life, she is the most special person and the biggest blessing to me. The kids are healthy, smart, and hanging on my every word. Yesterday, for the first time, after 3 years, 10 months, and 27 days, I sat in my kitchen at my table and thanked God for the food he provided for our family. My brother, that was a very, very special moment for me, and at this time I'm fighting back tears just thinking about it. The world out here is still the same, only we have changed. The enemy is still hard at work, but today on my way home, I rolled down my windows in my truck and listened to a Thieme tape on Christian marriage as I rode through the beautiful Illinois countryside. It is so wonderful to be home. The second one, this young man had the opportunity to speak with on Friday. Little background on him. He was a high school wrestler, high school football star. He got caught up in the drug scene, went to prison at 20 years of age for 4 years, got out, hooked up with the same crowd, went back to prison for another 2 years. His family disowned him. His dad was a financial person, well known in the community, well respected, so he just completely disowned his son. I had the opportunity to write his father a letter and tell him that he didn't know who his son was anymore, that his son had accepted Christ as his Savior. We gave his father the gospel. And this is a letter from this individual. The Lord has a great path for me that he wants me to go, and he is showing it to me. Now, this is after he's released the second time. Last Thursday, I got a call from one of my friends from Rockford, and he said that my other buddy that was paying for my apartment just got busted with 105 pounds of pot. I think he's going to be locked up for a long time. After I found this out, I called my sister in Madison and asked her if I could move in with her. Her first words that came out of her mouth was, "My prayer was answered." I almost broke out into tears after she said that. Now, this is a 6'5", 260-pound guy who can bench press, 400 pounds. He has chosen a path for me, and he is showing me the way. I talk to my dad every day on the phone, and he is coming down to pick me up on April 12th to take me to my sister's home where I will now live. My sister is getting my room all set up for when I get there. I want to thank you and your church for the MP3s and the MP3 player that you've sent to me. I have been listening to them with my Bible every night before I go to bed, and then I let them play while I lay down before I fall asleep. You have always been good to me, and one day I wish I could pay you back for treating me like a son. I will do good at anything I put my mind to and trust in the Lord. I know you are concerned about me and the situations in my life. I promise I can do it. You have been a great influence in my life and have shown me that people care. This young man is engaged to be married and will graduate from the University of Wisconsin at Madison this May. Any questions? Yes. It will be over there on the board. Before I forget, I would like to thank Joe Griffin, the Board of Deacons, and this local church for their support. It's been wonderful. We'll see what the Lord has in store. If he closes the door, he closes it. If he keeps open it, we'll keep walking through it. But thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Well, I was going to address this when my spot came up. But why don't you, I think you better get well with this. Well, would you address the issue of creating a 501c3 for Gary Watson Road Show?
I'm so proud of Gary, I don't think I can bear it. A 501c is a lot of numbers, but it's a way to incorporate that is a non-profit incorporation that really not only streamlines people who are doing things like Gary, but also allow some, and Lou can go into this in some detail if he wanted to, protection. For instance, Joe Griffin Media Ministries is a 501c. And we are looking into having Gary become a 501c, looking into the possibilities. And Lou, you want to say anything?
As soon as he comes up with a name.
In that way, those that are so motivated in this church, Doritos, acquaintances of the places that he's visited, can give tax deductible donations that will offset the travel expenses that Gary incurs. And right now, the virtual entire expense is being handled by the church. That's okay, and the Lord provides the money. But if I think there are people out there who knew, if they knew what he was doing, that they may be so motivated to give to that in particular. And we're not set up as a church for people to write in and give Danny $100 and say, I want you to take this and do X with it. It's commendable, but if you think through that, that ties the board down and not allow them to function. We have the responsibility financially to keep the doors open here at the church, and if we need to spend the monies the way we think best, then we have to do it that way. So we're looking into the early portion of getting this up and running. And, of course, Rick has the same thing, right, Gary? I mean, yeah. And I'm sure he can and has given you some pointers on how to set that up. And Gary's probably soon going to need somebody out here to come set up his stuff and carry his stuff around, and then he follows Rick, and then you someday, when Gary gets too decrepit, you can follow him. Although that'd be a long time, because he's Navy fit, and I'm Army fit. Somehow that didn't fit, did it? So, please keep Gary and his mission field in your prayers. And if you really are motivated, tell everybody about it. The next kids group, we've talked about it. We're going to try to do Guitar Hero. Anybody know what that is? Whoo, you ought to hear people sing with that. It's a Wii. Is that what it's called? A Wii? W-I-I program? Woo! Talk on. Anyway, you get to strum this guitar and beat on drums and sing popular songs, and the kids love it. Shannon and Chris got one for Christmas, and she called the other day. It was right with the kickoff of Super Bowl. I said, "You watching the Super Bowl?" She said, "No, I can't get him away from Guitar Hero." Chris, you hear him howling in the background. And I think that the game finally prevailed. But anyway, Gary's doing a great balance of giving the kids entertainment, but in the seriousness portion of it, giving the gospel and letting them realize the importance of Bible doctrine. And these kids need more than one mentor. They could use all of our help. So if anybody wants to help, has a good idea, talk to Gary.
We'll take all the help we can get. It's a handful. We have all of them together. Everybody showed up.
Yeah, the Carnival Super Slide was as close to pandemonium as you could get without an ambulance showing up. But it was fun, wasn't it? And then the pizza thing. That was not a great story. All those pizzas showed up. I guess the owners of the place kept the beer. That there was.
Somebody provided drinks. I'm still not sure who that was.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. It wasn't in House Bush.
I did laser tag with them once a long time ago. My butt's so big, they tagged me coming and going. I'm never going to do that again. I had a defective gun. Wah. Okay, I think next is Paul. Is that right? I have it right here. You're not on here. Oh, yeah, you are. Paul is going to try to keep the Koine geek down. He'll try to, in layman's terms, talk about the wizardry that is to come in media ministries.
Have I got to keep it not geeky?
Yeah.
No, I'm done. Not really. Thanks, Will. Yeah, actually, Joe asked me to come up here and do this. I think it's his time to get back at me. You're going to get with the guys in the booth, aren't you? Something's going to get messed up in it. So I just know it. So first of all, thanks. It's official. Weldon coined that phrase a long time ago, and it's stuck. It's funny, actually, that I'm up here doing this. We got guys back in the booth. Matt said, oh, you're going to present? I'm going to be in Chicago. He's back in the booth. So I don't know if he's already rebounded that or not. But so really, the big deal is actually there are so many people that do so much to make all this work. So it's probably better that they would be up here. But much to Linda's chagrin, I'm here. So she said, don't give him a mic. All right. So we're going to talk about just a few things, but I will try to keep this relatively quick. There are a lot of things going on. And I think, as Danny pointed out, Joe Griffin Media Ministries has been blessed without question. We separated GDC and Joe Griffin Media Ministries a few years ago because, for other reasons as well, but for one of the reasons, we wanted to go out and we wanted to see what the Lord wanted to do with this. We, through some cockamamie idea about 12 years ago, decided to go ahead and stream Joe's voice over the internet. Largely, that's what I did for a living back then, and I needed something to do. I was really traveling quite a lot. And you all know Mark, unfortunately, and he was out there. And, you know, he introduced me to the church, but he was out and about, and he really needed to be able to keep up. And this was a way that we could do that. So we did that long ago. That went very well for a long time, but we separated out GDC and Joe Griffin Media Ministries just to see what the Lord wanted to do with it. And again, it is blessed. So we are, and we do take seriously the opportunity to take some of these technologies up to the next level. We've got a lot of folks, maybe even more, that are sitting in this room right now, out listening on the internet, and it's obviously their conduit to Joe's ministry. So we're blessed to do it, and I'm going to talk about today are four things that we're actually doing with the ministry so you get some idea of where it's headed. So the first thing that we want to talk about is the separation of the church and website. It's actually the church's website and Joe Griffin Media Ministries website. Again, when we started all of this, there was just the church. We then separated the two organizations, and now it's time to actually separate the websites as well. One of the things that we'll do... Do you like that, Joe? I know. So I don't know how it works. I'm just glad it did. So, no, actually, we will actually, in months ahead, very soon, Matt has been working very diligently, as has Mike, to back him up with an organization that has put together some templates. And what's most important about this is you will be able to get to the same information that is important to all of us on both of these websites. But so no one is surprised. What is now GDC Media or GraceDoctrineChurch.com or org will split, and there will be a JoeGriffin.org, and there will be, dare I use the pen, so JoeGriffin.org and GDC Media and GraceDoctrineChurch.org. Those addresses, if you go to these web addresses now on your computer, they'll all show up and point to that page there. Soon, though, we'll split them out. And if you look close, can you read that? Can you read? Go ahead and read. No, actually, what you'll notice, though, is that we have very similar data on each. Okay, so the information that you're used to seeing on Joe Griffin Media Ministries or GDCmedia.org is going to be separated, but most importantly, and if y'all think about how we deliver data and information about the church, that will all happen on the GDC Media or GraceDoctrineChurch.org sites. And then the information and data that's specific to Joe Griffin, that will all happen on Joe Griffin Media Ministries or JoeGriffin.org. A couple of important notes. You'll still be able to get to the classes. Obviously, these are still Bible classes that happen in this church. So you can go to either site, and you'll be able to start up the streamed classes and get to some of that stored data if you happen to go back and listen to archived classes. So that is going to happen here in the next month or two. Actually, Matt has prototyped the site. Certainly, Joe will ask Joe to make an announcement when that officially happens. But so you know it's coming. Don't be surprised if you then go to whatever website you go to in your browser for church and you come up with a different look. You will also, by the way, be able to hook, you know, just click a button and go from one to the other. Okay. All right. And if you have questions, throw them up at any time, but I do have a spot at the end as well. Okay, then the next thing I want to talk about is all the work that has gone on for media fulfillment. We have a tape ministry, a very successful tape ministry that over the years, there have been some very peak years. Dana and all the people that work so diligently in Jesus' workshop down in their basement, they actually have had years where they've sent out 40,000 tapes in a year. That's no small effort. That's a huge effort, as a matter of fact, and they do it with an extremely high level of professionalism. It's very important. It's something that Joe has instilled in us, that if we're going to do something and it's going to be for the Lord, it's going to be done professionally. I think we all try to do it in our lives, but certainly with this ministry. One of the things that we've done over the past 18 months is move away from cassette tapes altogether. So we no longer actually produce and actually send out, through all the work that Dana does, any more tapes. It's all done through MP3s and digital media. So we have CDs that go out. And this was really a couple of things driving it. Obviously, we all carry our little iPods or phones. And you know, you can't trip or walk across the street without seeing somebody with their iPhones and their MP3 players. It's just where technology is going. And when we talked about doing this, one of the very positive side effects for the ministry was that now we can actually make a mailing for a single month with the 25 hours of Bible doctrine on them, which was the standard mailing. That can now be done on one disc. And the costs were significantly less. I mean, they were a tenth, I think, of what the original costs were. Danny loves it. We weren't sure we really wanted to do this. Danny stood up and said, yes, you will. We said, all right. It's been a lot of pain, but he's happy with us. No, so the bottom line is there's a lot of work to move all of the existing tapes over to some digital media. I don't know if you all have albums at your house, you know, 78s and good stuff like that, 45s. You got all those. If you want to actually carry those around your iPod, you can't stick the record in there and make them play. It just doesn't work. So you got to actually take them and put them on your computer somehow. Well, we have thousands of hours of Joe's tapes and lessons that are only on tapes. So we've had a pretty significant effort going on over the past year, really, to take all of those cassettes and turn them into digital media. Again, we didn't start capturing things digitally until about 98. And even then, in the early days, it was pretty bumpy. If you were a listener back then, you know that. But what we've done is gone back, and at this point, the Christian Way of Life and the Joshua series, we worked with an organization out west. And no, they're not in California. Further north than that, so we're okay. They actually went ahead and moved all of these tapes, these 1,200 plus hours of tapes, over to digital media. So now the entire Christian Way of Life is available on the website for download and available through MP3s with Dana. And the Joshua series is as well, along with everything that we've done past Joshua series. So that's all out there. And then we've got some smaller series. Those were the two big ones. But we've got some smaller series that a lot of them that we need to collect up and get done as well. So that effort's going on. All of this takes time and money and effort, especially with Dana and the guys back in the aquarium. So a lot of thanks to those folks. Next couple of concepts are concepts, especially the third one on the list, is a new concept that's being worked right now. And that is a shopping cart concept. And no, we're not going to start charging Joe, I promise. So we've threatened to do that, put PayPal on the website. That's been nixed a couple of times. Danny pushed hard, but Joe said no. Credit cards would be nixed, right, Joe? So forget it, Danny. It's not happening. But what we are going to do is try to help folks put together some very specific or custom orders in a very easy way. Right now what happens is they fill out their cards, put them in the mail. Dana gets those with her team and her staff, sometimes a staff of one or two. And then they go through all of those requests. They build up all of those tapes for the mailings and then get those mailings out to the folks who have requested them. What we're going to do and what we're pushing for is to actually help folks do that right on the website. Much like you go to Amazon.com and you pick all the books that you like and you throw them in your shopping cart and pay for them. Instead of paying for them in this case, we'll actually allow you to submit that request over to over to Joe Griffin Media Ministries for fulfillment. So that will hopefully speed things up. And so you know where this is ultimately going, there are systems that Dana now uses that actually automate the creation of CDs. So she doesn't have to go and drag a bunch of files, you know, on her computer and put those on one CD and then write out the label. There are some fairly sophisticated capabilities that Matt and company have really helped her put into play. This can actually drive that whole automated system. That's where this is going. So if you'll go order 20 specific hours of lessons on an MP3 CD and submit that request, it'll actually go down to Jesus' workshop electronically, and some little robot will kick up and build the CDs, and we'll actually be able to mail out those complete orders to really streamline the efforts that are going on down there. And again, this is really all a byproduct or an opportunity that's generated because of what's going on with this whole digital capability. You and I don't all buy songs on CDs anymore. Some of us go out and buy them off Amazon one at a time and go right to our download. Yes, sir, you had a question?
Do you have, let's say someone gets on there, and are you going to limit the numbers and everything?
Yes, sir.
Because you could get somebody on there that could, you know, order 200 or 300 or 400, you know, or something.
Right. There are guys like Weldon all over the world, right? So we've got to watch out for them. No, it's a great question. And there are opportunities for folks to be malicious. And we obviously have to safeguard against that. It will be for folks that are registered. You know, Deanna knows all of the folks that order tapes now all over the world. She corresponds with them personally a lot, which is amazing. And those kinds of safeguards will still be in play. So, absolutely. Great question. So that's something that's coming. And then finally, we do have the downloadable archives. And this, I think, is something that Dana will attest to. We were concerned when we said, you know what, we want to move away from tapes and we want to go to MP3s and CDs. And we said, man, we have a lot of folks out there that are old. They're like Danny's age. And they're not going to be able to do this. So, no, I'm kidding. Danny's like, what, MP what? How do you spell that? No, I'm teasing. But the bottom line is there were a lot of folks who are a lot older than Danny, and they all do it really well. We found out that they all know what they're doing. So they're calling Dana going, hey, when are you going to get your MP3 biplexer unit put in place? We don't even know what they're talking about. But the bottom line is we do have a lot of folks out there now going to our website and actually downloading their own hours and hours of, you know, Bible class, sticking it on their MP3s and not ordering tapes anymore. So that's a capability that is out there today that any of us can go do. And it's, again, a part of what both sites will offer in the end when we do split our sites. Okay. Any other questions about these capabilities? So pretty exciting stuff with regard to self-fulfillment and generating individual orders to ease that a little bit. Okay. This next part I have to apologize for up front. I was in a deacon's meeting, and we were talking about some of the things we're doing with Joe Griffin Media Ministries, and I started drawing on a piece of paper, and Joe and Danny said, you need to tell everybody about that. You need to show everybody what's going on there. So this is going to get a little geeky, but it's Danny's fault, okay? I'm not brave enough to blame it on Joe. So, all right, but this is where I'm going to draw, and it's probably going to get a little screwy. Real quickly, I want to give you a real quick lesson in how we do this thing called streaming. As you know, classes go out live. Many of you, if not all of you, have heard those at one time. What happens is, we get up here and we speak, and the guys back in the aquarium do their magic, and then they send that out on the internet because you've asked for it, and they send that down to your house or your hotel room or wherever you are. And basically, what that has looked like for us here at the church in the past is you've got church, and we go out, and we buy a pipe, an internet connection, just like you have internet connections at home. And that connection is only so big, it only handles so much data. The way this whole streaming thing has worked in the past is that I'm sitting in my house, eating my Doritos, propped up, and I go ahead and ask for Bible class. And it comes down and it gets that Bible class stream right here from the back room, not in the aquarium, but the room off to the left there. And it sends that audio back to my house. Well, the way it's worked since we've been here is that every person who asks starts up a new connection back here. Well, that pipe's only so big. You know, you can only jam so many beans in the bag. So the bottom line is, we start filling this up with just audio with all these houses out here. And we had an option to go buy a little bigger pipe so we could handle more people. Because oddly enough, we do get upwards of 100 different households streaming Bible classes on a regular basis. So we started to fill that pipe. And as opposed to going out and spending more money that way, we went ahead. That's how that erase thing works, Danny. We went ahead and we conscripted some help. I'm not going to show you, Joe. I know. I studied all night, Joe, just to make sure. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, buddy, for not wrecking that for me. I'm just waiting for Matt to dial in under Joe's direction. Joe left the room a second ago. Y'all didn't see that. I was faith resting hard. All right. So the bottom line is, without making a bigger tube, thanks. Thank you. Okay. So without going out and spending more money for a bigger pipe, what we did was we went and talked to some folks that live up here. I don't know how they stay in that cloud, but that's where they live. And what we're now doing is we're shoving up one stream or one bit of audio, and it's going out to everybody from there. Okay? This is what we in the industry call scaling. So now we can scale to hundreds and hundreds of people. That's really important because of what we're going to talk about next. Most importantly, it gives us more room in the pipe here. Okay? And that's important because what we're going to talk about next is taking what I'm doing here on this board and what Joe does most importantly during Bible class, and we're going to talk about streaming that video out as well. So the most importantly, for those of you who've been on the road or at home listening, Joe starts drawing on the board, and personally, when I'm gone, I miss his drawings. So we're going to make sure that the world sees those. And now that we've got that bandwidth, we're going to pack up these visuals and stream those out to you as you listen to Bible class as well. So now you won't just be able to sit and listen. If you want to get something like this, you'll be in front of your computer and you'll be able to see the visuals as Joe works them. Okay, that's important. Next piece is Joe's pretty mug streamed out right alongside those visuals. We haven't quite convinced him to drink Kool-Aid yet on this one, but we're trying. So he was always behind the camera, you know, in his past life, so we're trying to get him up in front of the camera. Actually, this is something that as we do it, we want to do very well. We want to be professional, as under the Lord, obviously. And we're fighting through some bugs right now. It's, you know, mostly on our part. And it's broke, so it's got to be me. But we'll get this figured out. And when it's at a level of professionalism that Joe is comfortable with, then this is something that we want to start capturing and streaming as well. So it'll be a balance of Joe, his wonderful expressions that communicate half the story, and his visuals as well. It'll actually bounce between the two. We'll try to do that in a very professional way as well. But this is why this whole idea of a pipe that goes up and down that you don't care about is big enough. Because when we start pushing this out, we want to make sure that we do this well. And that's what we're driving for with regard to how we actually stream Joe's Bible classes live. The other natural fallout of that is DVDs. Again, as we go ahead and produce that product to stream live as part of the Bible class, we can also capture that like we capture the audio. And we have some, I think, 2,400 hours of Bible classes out on the web that you can go listen to anytime. You'll also be able to go out and get the visual and Joe's presentation of that doctrine as well. So that's what we're driving for. And those are coming attractions. Last thing that I want to talk about is the production or the publications that have actually come out of Joe Griffin Media Ministries. This is part of what we've been conscripted to do as that board and have been blessed to do because of the financial capability to do it. The 89 Basics series, these four volumes are a complement to the audio, the 89 Basics audio sessions They're all of Joe's class notes from that whole series, compiled into four books. That was obviously produced and published by Joe. Jomo's book, Who Loves You, was also done and published, and that's out there and still being made available. And then we do have the 40 proclamations that are being worked right now. Those will be published in book form. So if you have the opportunity to be available to someone who wants to know what our church believes in, why we believe it, and a solid mechanism for handing that over to someone and presenting that to them, that's what that book will be there for. So that is coming down the production pipeline as well. Any questions? Yes, sir. It is unbelievable, and I know Joe's mentioned being, you know, worldwide and global and all those things, but we get emails and letters from literally all over the world. So now that we're, you know, in Hong Kong, there's yet another example. Thanks, Danny. That's a good point.
Shopping cart. You know, Danny's idea of that is when you go to check out, there was a little thing that says, are you so motivated to give now, or are you going to mock Jesus? I don't think it's going to pass, though. Okay. Is there any new business that needs to be brought up? Are there any unanswered questions? If not, before adjournment, I'm going to have Joe do some comments. We'll adjourn, and then Joe will close in prayer. I guess we're not going to have any music.
You can sing San Antonio Rose if you
want. A couple of things I would like to add to what's been discussed here today, and that is to let you know that the current board of deacons you've just voted into office does not include three very important people. And that would be Matt Lawson, who's back in the aquarium, Paul Davey, who we've just heard from, and Casey Hunt, which is back on the back row. We enlarged the board of deacons during our searching for land and the building a building process to share the duties that all of that required. But a lot of things are going on in media ministries now. And I saw no reason for these guys serving on two boards because it's very time consuming to do both. And so I've cut them free from the board of deacons and let them give all of their energies toward media ministries. There's one exception to that, and that's Danny Hunt. And he has a clause in his contract that he can't be fired. But I did want to point that out, and I do want to welcome, as a new member to the board, Vic Modere. This coordinates with Gary Watson. Gary has been probably the best secretary I've had since I've been here, and that's because he's a yeoman. And yeomen, I understand, on boats are really the fellows that keep the captain organized. And so he's done an excellent job as secretary of the board for the several years he's been on it. But now he's taken on a new task, as you've just heard. And that task is going to enlarge, as you've seen on the board, by his presentations as time passes. And he's going to be gone a lot, and he's going to be on the road, and he's in the air, and so on. And so realizing this, that his time is going to be limited, I've cut him free with this caveat, that Vic Modere, who did serve on the board many years ago as secretary, has accepted the challenge of coming in and learning from Gary how things are done now that we're in a church building and have a lot more going on than we had in the past. And Gary will get Vic up to speed on all of that. And then when Gary's schedule demands it, then he can be free to go and do whatever he needs to do in the prisons with regard to those kids that you organize and so on. So I can't say enough about what a great job Gary's done as secretary of the board, but I look forward to what is on the horizon for the Lord, for His Word, for the Gospel, and for the lives of those that He is on the verge of touching in the prisons and the children that are left behind that He has opened up such a great ministry for. I do hope that we can get the Gary Watson Evangelistic Ministries up and running, or whatever you decide to call it, very soon, and that you will have all of the capital you need to go wherever you are requested to go. We do not want you to be someone we never see around here, but, you know, the Lord decides that. I never would have guessed I would have lived in the Union, and but here I am. But you are going, you have opened up. Paul mentioned how 12 or 13 years ago we started the website and streaming audio. That created an absolute monster, and you have to feed it. And so we continue to feed this thing, and it continues to want more. That's exactly what is going to happen to Gary. He's opened the door, the monster is loose, and he's going to have to feed it. And that's a good thing. The website deal has been a good thing, and so has Gary's efforts in his ministry. And his presentation, I think, was excellent. I think you all had a real good understanding of what he's doing, but more so what's on the horizon for him. And I just can't wait to see how the Lord is going to take that and go with it, and it is going to be magnificent. And Gary, of course, is the head man for that, but the people that benefit most for it are those whom he will address over the years. So thanks, Gary, for everything, and I wish you the best in this new endeavor that is obviously well off the ground already and is about to explode. So we'll all be behind you on that. The only other thing I have to say is thank you for your attendance here today. And I think we've had an excellent report. You've been well informed as what's going on in the church as well as media ministries. And now it's time just to press forward. Remember that doctrine is priority one. Shall we pray? Father, we do thank you for the opportunity and privilege of studying your word today and also observing how your magnificent, matchless grace has been in evidence in Grace Doctrine Church and in Joe Griffin Media Ministries. If you support an organization, you will provide the resources. Doctrinal organizations, be it church or media facilities, if you're behind it, you will provide the resources. No money has to be appealed for or asked for. We contend that we desire to distribute your word to those who are positive, and as long as you make that possible, we will continue to endeavor to do our part as bond slaves to the Lord. Motivate and encourage us now as we move into a new fiscal year. We're confident that your matchless grace will lead the way. And we lift our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.